Hey guys, happy Memorial Day. I just wanted to pop in before the episode and wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day. I hope you have had so far a wonderful day with your family, your friends, your loved ones, and just a wonderful long weekend overall. I think it's so important for us to take these moments of self-care and just sit back and really enjoy them. So I really hope that's been the case for you. And, you know, just a friendly reminder, don't forget to take care of yourself. Don't forget to put in that self-care, put in those hours of self-care, because honestly, from what I know, those go a longer way in the long run than, you know, some of the hard work we think we can do in the last, you know, 2 or 3 hours of the week or whatever it might be. And the reason I'm even saying this is because it is a long weekend, and I feel like here at Skincare Anarchy, we're so focused on products and the science and the innovations that I don't get to talk enough about self-care, you know, and wellness overall. So I really wanted to pop in, give you guys that reminder, and wish you all the most wonderful rest of your long weekend that you have left. But I hope you love this episode coming up. Also, I wanted to remind everybody, we have finalized a month for the release of volume 2 of Eugen magazine. It is absolutely stunning, just like the first volume. If you have not checked out the first volume yet, please go to our Instagram and then go to the link in our bio, and you can see exactly where to download the first volume. It is absolutely free. It is available in all 51 countries that Apple Books are available in, and you can download it for free from any Apple device. So I highly, highly suggest, this is a great opportunity if you're just sitting around tonight doing a mask or something fun, you know, download Eugen, check it out, you know, flip through it. It's a really great read, and this time around it's going to be even more wonderful than the last time. So I hope you are excited as much as we are, but I really think you're going to love it. And also, if you have a minute, if you could go on to Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever it is that you tune into us, and leave us a stellar review and rating. It goes such a long way. It means the world to me, to my whole team. We put our heart and soul into Skincare Anarchy. Again, we are fully self-funded. We have no big media house over us. We are not under any other, you know, big giant publication house. So for us, it's all from the heart. It's all from us directly. And we love you guys so much. And every time we hear from you, every time we hear your feedback, it just lightens our whole day up. So again, if you could take a minute, leave us a review, leave us a rating, and definitely, definitely, above all else, go check out Eugen magazine. And also, again, self-care. Don't forget, self-care. All right, guys, take care and enjoy this episode. Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and I'm very excited today because we have such a lovely brand and their founder with us today. I have been loving this range, and it's really, really nice for all of you out there that love just really good botanical beauty, you know, stuff that's really comes from nature. It gets the job done. It's really, really good for you. And you don't have to really think about, you know, how many harsh chemicals are in this, you know, how many, all that junk, right? So I really love it, and I've been really enjoying it. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you guys to the founder of Botanicals by Lux, Beck Connolly. Welcome to the show, Beck. I'm so honored to host you.
Thanks so much for having me, Ekta. I'm so appreciative to be here.
Oh no, it's truly an honor. And like I said, I love your line. And you know, I don't say that lightly because I'm not a very big natural ingredients kind of person, but your line is just so beautiful. And I think that the minimalistic aspect and the fact that it's so rooted in nature, it really jives with me. You know, I really love it. And I can't wait to dive into it because every product is so extraordinary. However, I really want to get started with you and your background. And if you could kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how the whole journey began for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you can tell, I am here in Australia. I have been a skin therapist for 17 years, which makes me feel really old. But I finished high school, I started my skin and beauty journey. I did a traineeship. I just found that was the best way for me to learn on the job. And I was so keen to just get my hands in rather than just be in the books. I really wanted to get into it straight away. So started that as soon as I finished high school, and I really leaned towards the skin side of things pretty much straight away. So obviously I started doing all of the waxing and the nails and all that kind of stuff as well. But as I learned further, I really loved everything about skin. I loved how rewarding it is and how there's so many different aspects within the skincare field. You're not sort of boxed into one thing. So that's where my passion sort of started, I guess. And it just built from there. I love everything to do with skin, as you do. You know, we see skin all day, every day. And I just really wanted to bottle my knowledge and passion and experience and expertise in the skin industry and put it into a product.
I love that, you know, and it really shows. I think that whenever I speak to, you know, people who've been in the industry for a while and are truly experts in the sense of like, you guys have seen it, you know what I mean? You've seen the people, you've seen the work and the needs of the clients, you've seen the needs of the consumers, and, you know, you've really kind of molded over in your own mind and sat and thought about it. It always leads to these beautiful like lines coming out of that, you know, from all that knowledge and experience. So I'm glad that you have that, you know, to back up everything, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I look at brands that pop up out of nowhere and I'm like, who are you? And you're an 18-year-old with a skincare line. You don't even need it, you know, like, yeah, I can't even relate to you kind of thing. So I love that you have that background.
Yeah, I see so, you know, it's such a saturated industry, and I see so many just lines popping up because people think it's just a, you know, a get rich quick kind of thing, sell some skincare and you'll be fine. And I think that's kind of what sets Botanicals by Lux apart, is that I do have that experience for so long, and, you know, I'm not just, you know, fluffing my way through. I actually know what I'm doing, and I am very passionate about it. So yeah, I agree. I think it's, to cut through, I think you do need that passion and that experience as well.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And I absolutely love how, you know, the range of the line. This is something I really, really encourage all of our listeners to do, is as we're interviewing our guests, I always encourage you guys to follow along. So, you know, even if you guys just go onto Google and type in Botanicals by Lux, you can find the brand and just, you know, follow along, because honestly, the products are going to be the main focus here, right? So that's what I always tell people, you know, follow along. But for everyone listening, it's Botanicals by Lux, LUXE.com.au. So that's the website that you can go to, you know, check it out, shop as we're talking, all that good stuff. But Beck, you know, let's talk about the products, because I love, you know, I love them. I think they're so important, especially for people with like, you know, just normal skin needs, like especially maintenance, you know what I mean? And this is a topic that I think no one really wants to talk about. Everyone's so focused heavily on actives that we don't really sit down and think about what does our skin need every single day. So I would actually love to learn from you in terms of when you were first crafting the line, what were your kind of hallmarks, you know, like the essentials you knew that you wanted in your line?
Yeah, so I really wanted to just focus on the health of the skin. So that maintenance, that really, you know, getting that hydration in, really just focusing on the health, rebalancing the skin. So my main thing that is in a lot of the products is the hyaluronic. It's one of my favorite ingredients. I'm sure you love it as well. It's such a beauty, and, you know, it just literally plumps those skin cells. And so I've got that, you know, hyaluronic serum. So that was the first product that I launched 5 years ago. Was our hyaluronic serum, and I just wanted to start one product at a time so that I could really formulate them perfectly. I'm such a perfectionist, so one product at a time. There's now 19, but that hyaluronic serum, I remember I just wanted it to be something really simple that people could put on morning and night, and if people, for example, didn't have time for a big skincare routine, if they didn't have the money, they could just use this serum. And it would help to deliver that fresh, dewy, plump glow that we all desire. It's got your Kakadu plum, Davidson plum in there. So they're really, really high natural sources of vitamin C, even higher than oranges. So I really want that in there as well, just for the, you know, the anti-aging benefits and the antioxidant benefits as well. So that has been my absolute star of the range. I remember when I first started, I only had 200 units of the product, of the serum. And I thought, they are never going to sell. My God, I'm so nervous. It was just so I said to my mom, you are going to be getting serums for the rest of your birthdays and Christmases forever. Anyway, they sold it in 12 hours and I was blown away. And that was just, just the beginning 5 years ago. So the brand turned five last week.
I love that. Well, congratulations on the 5th year anniversary. That's amazing. I love that. And you know, I actually love that serum a lot. It's one of my favorite hyaluronic serums. It's really nice and it feels so lovely on your skin and you don't need a lot of it. That's another thing I really enjoy about your products is that you don't need a ton. I know that there are like people out there, like you watch these videos and it's like maximalism. You know what I mean? Like everyone is a max, like max the max with serums, like just pile it on kind of thing. And I'm like, why do you do that? You know what I mean? You don't need to do that. And so I really enjoy that serum specifically, the one that you mentioned, the hyaluronic. And I know that it has a beautiful eye serum to go with it, you know, that's also hyaluronic based. So I love that you started there because I can't tell you how much this ingredient is very near and dear to my heart as well. You know, I had on you know, the Brilliant Mind, he was I think the first one to ever like use it in a like in his line. It was Hada Labo. So I had him on, the chemist behind Hada Labo, on. We were talking about hyaluronic, and one of the cool things he taught me was about, you know, and maybe you can further educate me on this, is the idea of, you know, people are so mistaken when they think that hyaluronic is supposed to seep deep into your skin. In reality, it's not. It's supposed to sit on the layer. It's maybe even go in a little bit, but like it's supposed to sit in places of your skin where it's able to, you know, keep that water from getting out of your skin. And I think there's a lot of, you know what I mean? Like, so I'd love to speak about that if you want to.
Yeah, so being a humectant, it is designed to attract moisture from the air and put it into the skin and retain it in there. So it gets moisture in, but it also prevents moisture loss. So it's a really good one for anyone that kind of feels that dehydration. Great for, you know, even when we see those dehydration lines, it's really good to just sort of sit there and help to, you know, just really get that moisture in, plump things out just with that water, basically, and that moisture. So it's a really, really good ingredient. A lot of people think they also get scared of it because it's, you know, technically called an acid. And it's, you know, it's the most gentle, beautiful ingredient. So nothing to be scared of and no expectations for it to go really deep either because it actually just doesn't need to.
Right, exactly. And I think that, you know, that's the problem, right, in our industry is everyone's looking for this like breakthrough invasive level of like skincare. And I just look at people sometimes and I'm like, that's not the point of skincare. You know, the skincare is supposed to sit on the top of your skin and it's supposed to heal by sitting on top of your skin. And I think one of the great things, and the one of the, you know, I knew immediately that you had created a good product because when I tried the hyaluronic, it did have that stickiness to it, which it's supposed to have. And it's supposed to have that because you don't need a lot of it. If you apply it correctly, because it's a high concentration, it won't have a lot, you know, you won't need a lot. So it'll like sit perfectly on top of your skin. It basically sticks to your skin, and that's the whole point. So when I experienced it, I was like, yeah, she did this perfectly. This is awesome. So,
I think it's so much about education as well. Like I remember, you know, when I was working in day spas and salons, people would pile things on, and I'm like, no, and with my serum, I'm like, you only need a pea-sized amount. Warm it up in your hands, press it into your skin, and it's just about that education because, as you say, people watch these YouTube clips, people piling 10 serums on, and they're not going to do anything because they can't get through each other. So
exactly.
about that education and just knowing. I mean, I've felt so many different hyaluronics and a lot of them don't even have any stickiness or tackiness whatsoever. And I'm like, is there even any in there? So it's yeah, it's a funny one, but it's just about that education and doing things properly. And I'm all about keeping things simple as well. I'm not about having a huge, big routine. I like to just keep things simple and effective.
I hear you. And I love that about your line, actually, because like I said, you know, there is this huge buzz going on right now about how, you know, for example, post procedure skincare is on the rise. You know what I mean? Like I read an article the other day about someone talking about that. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, actually, what's on the rise is soothing skincare. You know, that's truly what's on the rise because at the end of the day, all of us need skincare. Like staples, you know, these are the staples of our routines. Like hyaluronic acid serum is should be in everyone's routine, in my opinion. You know,
I
I'm
agree.
not a dermatologist, but after having interviewed over 500 people, I can honestly tell you guys, it's, I think everyone should have a hyaluronic, a good hyaluronic serum in their range. And I think that these basics and these, you know, fundamentals when it comes to skin health are really the game changers at the end of the day, because they're the ones that are going to be, you know, you're going to use them every day, and they're the ones that are going to show you the results at the end of the day. And one of my favorite parts, I'm not trying to like harp only on the hyaluronic serum, but I just want to mention one more thing, is that I really, really think that like a lot of brands aren't doing that enough. Like, I love that you've literally written on your bottle, this is a hyaluronic serum. You know what I mean? That's what it is. And I feel like brands don't do that anymore. They've got it combined with like 15 different actives. You know what I mean? So it's like so hard to find that.
I agree. And that's what as I said, I'm all about keeping things really simple. I'm a big believer in just keeping it simple. For example, we have a rosewater mist. It's literally called rosewater mist. There's other ingredients in there, but I just like to keep things really simple for people. It's such an overwhelming thing, skincare. You go into department stores and it is just, even for me, it is so overwhelming. There's so many different things. So I think for me, something that has helped is just keeping things really simple. We have a 77% repeat customer rate, which the normal in the industry is 12%. So it's very high. And I know that people just keep coming back because it's easy and it works. It's efficient. And yeah, it just makes things really simple.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with you. And I can definitely see why you have such a high repeat rate, because it's great stuff. You know, it's a really, really great brand. And, you know, talking about the mist, actually, we were discussing this for everyone listening before the episode recording started. And I was telling Beck about how the rosewater mist is actually something I keep right next to my bed. It's one of the only mists I use for my face. The other one is like not at all related to rose water. So it's like, you know, it's the only one really that I use that is of its kind. And then, you know, it's something I can use every day. I've never been able to say that about rose water. I know a lot of people kind of swear by rose water, but for me, I mean, honestly, before I tried your mist, Beck, I never really kind of invested in products that had rose water in it, if that makes any sense. Like, I never really, it wasn't an ingredient I sought after, maybe because I wasn't using it properly. But I would love for you to talk to us about that ingredient and why rose water is important and why you decided to put it in mist form.
Yeah, so I've got the rose water mist. I've also got the rose water in one of the creams and one of the cleansers as well. It's obviously, it's a beautiful ingredient, not only for the hydration levels of the skin. So in the mist, I've designed it and formulated it in a really fine mist spray so that you can mist it during the day. People keep it in their handbag. They can put it over their makeup. It can set their makeup. A lot of makeup artists use it for that reason. Use it during the day, use it during flights. Use it whenever you feel that you need a bit of a boost, especially if we're in heaters and aircon. So delivering that really good, just little quick boost of hydration, like a cocktail of, I guess, vitamins for our skin, and in just a really quick, easy way that you can do throughout the day. So it's also got your aloe in there, your cucumber, and it smells beautiful for one, but it just really helps deliver that glow. And it has a little bit of vitamin C in there too. So great for that antioxidant, fighting free radicals, all of that kind of thing. But it's a ripper ingredient. I love it.
Yeah. No, I really, really enjoy it a lot. I use it at night, especially because, you know, working at the hospital and stuff, it's so crazy because no one talks about this for some reason. Healthcare workers, all you healthcare workers out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. You know, whenever we leave the hospital after like a 12-hour shift, your face and your whole body, anywhere that's exposed to the air, is so dehydrated. It's crazy because there's constant airflow. You know what I mean? It's like air is constantly getting sucked out, and like, you know, just the way the circulation is in any major hospital, it's very, very drying and very dehydrating to your skin. So using it when I come home is so refreshing, and it's so nice, especially in the summer months, because, you know, obviously it's really hot, you know, it's going to make you feel nice. And you can also pop it like in a fridge or wherever. And it's just a really nice like refresher, whether it's at night, whether it's through your day. So I think it's a beautiful product, and I've been really enjoying it. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it.
No, absolutely. And I also want to actually ask you, I know that, you know, I have said this a lot in my podcast, and I'm a huge fan of like, you know, sheet masks. Sheet masks are like literally like my favorite product in the world, I think. I'm obsessed with them. I mean, there's nothing better to me than to come home and just pop on a sheet mask and just relax and meditate for 15 minutes. And I really, really love yours. Again, you know, you call it the hyaluronic sheet mask, but it's got such amazing ingredients. I've noticed you have a lot of different kinds of plum in there. And I would love for you to tell us about that, like how you went into approaching this specific product, because I really enjoy them. Your sheet masks are very nice and they leave my skin so, so perfect, especially on the nights where I don't have time, right? Like for a full routine. So like if I pop them on and go to bed, I'm good to go. You know what I mean? For the night. So I'd love to talk about that one.
Yeah. So I created the sheet mask just for, as you say, people that, you know, don't have a lot of time, or they just want a bit of a treat, or they want to put something on before they go to an event, pre-makeup, just whenever they feel that they need it. So it's basically a concentrated version of the hyaluronic serum with also some niacinamide in there. And the way that I went about it was I just wanted something to be able to work for all skin types, for one.
Yeah.
For two, I wanted it to be able to be used before makeup, because I knew that that would be a really popular avenue that people would go down. Again, a lot of makeup artists pop it on before they do their clients' makeup, because it just really is a great base and really helps to infuse. We've got it in a bamboo sheet mask as well. And just really helps to infuse all of those ingredients, antioxidants, vitamins into the skin and give that real boost of hydration. Whether it's, you know, I see people tag me when they're literally on the plane in their sheet mask, probably scaring everyone around them, but it doesn't matter. The glow is worth it.
You know what? I'm going to tag you when I'm at the hospital and using it. I'm going to do that now because I have to. It's so nice though. I can see why people use it before makeup, because it literally plumps your skin immediately. Like you can see your pores shrink immediately. And that's, I think some people like still have that misconception that to shrink your pores, you need like all these crazy products. No, you really, all you need is like a really good hydrating like product. And a mask is the perfect product for that. I mean, if you're looking to, you know, whether it's a plane or whether it's before your makeup, whether it's whatever it is, right? I mean, I think that this is such a staple. You know, you can literally use it anywhere. And it is really nice in the sense that I'm glad you mentioned the bamboo, because I can definitely feel that it's very, very soft. It's just a different feeling than normal sheet masks. It feels nicer. It feels more, you know, just sophisticated, I guess, or softer, whatever the word is.
You mean it's not like the, you know, how you get the ones from the supermarket and they, you know, they'll be a plasticky kind of feel. It's not like that at all. It's really, it's really soft, really gentle, and good for everyone.
Absolutely. Now and like I said, you know, you've got some really cool ingredients. Like I think that, you know, because you've named things in a very simple way, I actually really enjoy that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was literally talking to, you know, this is totally not related to skincare. It's about perfume. But I was talking to a perfume expert the other day, and we were talking about how Gen Z is gravitating more towards like very simplistic names for products. You know what I mean? Like they're going towards that, because what, you know, people are realizing across industries is that there is a need for people to explain why a product exists, you know, in just the naming, or just simply like when you look at it, you should know why you're buying it kind of thing. So I'm glad that you've named it like that. But I mean, that's such a, like, you know, there's a lot more to it than just hyaluronic. So I would love for you to actually dive into these ingredients, because I know the plum aspect, you've got like, I think 2 or 3 different species of plum in there, if I'm not mistaken. So I'd love for you to explain that, like why you chose that and why that's important for our skin.
Yeah, so we've got the 2 different forms of plum in the serum. So we've got Davison plum, which is from Australian rainforest. It's a beautiful fruit, really high in your vitamin C levels. So obviously helps, you know, can help with your fine lines, dehydration lines, helps with your antioxidants, and helps, you know, just with the health of the skin as well. It's one of my favorites, but my absolute favorite is the Kakadu plum. And this one is the one I mentioned earlier, which has even higher vitamin C levels than oranges. So the highest natural vitamin C content that you can get. And like, it's a superfood. We have people in Australia that eat it and love it. I personally haven't eaten it. I really should do that one day. But people, they put it in smoothies and put it, you know, just sprinkle it in powder form. People eat it raw form. It is an absolute beautiful ingredient. It's grown in Northern Australia, and it's been used for years and years and years for detoxifying, for your anti-inflam benefits as well. So that's another thing about the serum, is that it can really help with, you know, just helping calm down the skin, really soothing as well as your active hydration as well.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. I mean, definitely my skin is always just it just feels really nourished, you know, every time. And I think that that's kind of like the hallmark of your line that I've noticed is that I always walk away feeling nourished. My skin is never red, and that's one of the big things that I think is so important to talk about, especially right now in the changing landscape of skin health, is this idea of like you don't have to always feel like your skin is burning, you guys. Like, I can't say that enough. Like, I feel like people really believe in this idea. And Beck, please correct me if I'm wrong, you know, because, but from what I've noticed, I feel like everyone feels like you need to feel the effects of your skincare. And I'm always like, no, the idea is to not feel it. You know, it's the idea is to like feel soothed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I get so many messages every day, and people that have been using their products for a long time or a short time, and they're like, "Oh, what else can I do? I'm really happy with my skin. What else can I do?" And I'm like, "You don't need to do anything else. You just keep it simple. Just keep doing what you're doing." And they're like, "I need to add something more in." And I'm like, "You really don't. If you're happy with your skin and your skin is happy, the health is happy, it's balanced, it's calm, it's feeling good, then there is really no need to add something harsh or more active in if you're happy and you don't have your skin, those skin concerns that are popping up. And there's just no need. I think sometimes we just are chasing something else, but in reality I think we just need to be careful, because there's so many different things out there that can be overused and actually cause the skin a lot of harm and trauma. And then we're back to square one and have to start again. So I think, yeah, keeping it simple is definitely the way that I think things are starting to go, but there's still a lot of those external, so kind of like pressures for people to really feel that tingle and feel that burn. And I'm just not about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need it. And I think that, you know, another thing that really comes to mind is that, you know, we deal with that every day. Like, you know, when we go out into the sun or we're going out into the environment, we're always dealing with micro traumas. So you're getting damaged, you know, no matter what you do at the end of the day. You know, you might not feel it, you might not see it, but your skin is always being exposed to harsh, you know, conditions in some shape or form, you know. And so I think when you are really sitting down for your maintenance skincare, it's really important to analyze why do you want to use the products you're using? What do you want to accomplish? You know, because at the end of the day, I had this conversation actually, you know, with somebody, just a friend of mine the other day, and we're talking about how easy it is to damage the skin barrier. And I think the common consumer doesn't understand that this is something that happens very quickly and very easily. Something like a bad cleanser can do it. You know what I mean? So it's like people are, you know, walking around thinking, okay, I need a 30% peel, you know, every other night. And it's just not true. Like your skin is very fragile in the way. And I really don't understand why we're putting such harsh chemicals on it every single day when we don't need to. Like if you're somebody who's just wanting to just refine your texture, or you're just refining the, you know, the aging process and stuff, all you need is truly maintenance skincare. That's genuinely what I've found, like even through the science, you know. I don't know if you've noticed that too, Beck, but that's what I've noticed.
100%. It just needs to be, yeah, just keep things simple. I know that during the pandemic, because no one could go and get skin treatments, of course, it was, there was all of these devices as well that were coming out, and lots of different, those high percentage peels that were being able to be used by people at home. And I just saw so much damage being done, people sending me their photos for me to help them. And it was kind of scary because I was like, when is this going to stop? Like, people, it's scary. We have all of these beautiful trained skin professionals ready to do treatments. Obviously they couldn't, in those times, but it was a little bit scary, all the things that were coming out and the damage to the barrier that was being done, and hard to repair sometimes, especially when the skin is so impaired and so reactive and so sensitized. I found that was quite tricky. So it was really putting a lot of people just back to basics. And people would list their routine that they'd been doing, and there'd be 12 products of a nighttime, and it's so much. And I think the skin just gets overwhelmed. And I think it's just important. I was just stripping everyone back to basics that had issues like that, just keeping it really simple with your cleanser, your serum, your cream, or your oil, and just keeping it simple to calm things back down.
I completely agree. I think that's very, very sound advice. And I think that, you know, it's interesting to me that we gravitate towards things that are so risky. You know what I mean? It's just human nature. And I think that definitely shows in the skincare industry as well, as, and there's people monetizing off of that kind of human behavior, you know? And so I feel like we need to change that narrative, and we need to come back to just the basics, and we need to understand what they are and why they're there. And I mean, the basics are soothe your skin. Now, you know, one of the things I want to really kind of ask you, and this is very interesting to me because I find this to be such an important topic, is really Australia. You know, I mean, you guys are an Australian baseline, and I would love to learn if you used any like indigenous species or ingredients from, you know, that continent specifically that we don't really see in North America or anywhere else, like in Europe, etc.
Yeah, so the Davison plum and the Kakadu plum are both really heavily used in the indigenous culture. There's also the kangaroo apple, which is, it's a beautiful ingredient, and it's like a little orange kind of, it kind of looks like a little plum. It's like a little orange, I guess, fruit kind of looking thing. Yeah. And I try to explain, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
Is native to the east coast of Australia, full of amino acids, antioxidants, so really good for, you know, helping the skin rejuvenation and the brightening as well. I'm not sure if you guys would have lily pili, but we have that as well in a few of the
products. Never seen it. I only saw it on your Inky list because I had never seen it before. Lily pili? Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
It's beautiful. Like, it can turns into a little flower, but it's like a little purple pinky berry, which again has your vitamin C in there, and it's just really, really powerful to help with, you know, firming again, your skin rejuvenation. So we like to grab the best plants, fruits, flowers that we can from Australia and bottle them basically, and really harness that. The brand has like a science meets nature approach, so we're harnessing the highest quality plants, fruits, flowers, extracts, and popping them into skincare. So I'm really passionate about everything being Australian made and the ingredients being from Australia where I can. And we work with an Australian manufacturer. So I just really wanted to keep things local. I mean, it would have been a lot easier back in the initial stages to go offshore and take things abroad, but I just really wanted to stay true to myself and true to my values and create an Australian brand owned by an Australian, made in Australia with Australian ingredients. I'm very passionate about it.
I love that. I really love that. And because, you know, Australia, in my mind, every time I think of it, it's just the land of just, you know, everything is giant. You know, it's so rich in nutrients, and there's so much, you know, goodness there in terms of, you know, what's available and the different types of fruits, different types of vegetation. I mean, I'm always so curious about Australian brands because there are ingredients that we will never experience, you know, from any other part of the world. And that's where I just get so captivated because, you know, you guys have some of the most amazing, you know, like you said, like whether it's antioxidants, I mean, you had mentioned that part, but I've also talked to other brands and they're like, yeah, I mean, we have some of the best fruits, you know, some of the best vegetables, some of the best, you know, things that you can imagine in terms of ingredients, and no one really talks about it. So that's why I'd asked you, because
Just like the, you know, the Australian green clay, the Australian pink clay, we're so lucky to have these kind of things. So I use those in our masks, and, you know, the Australian green clay, great for, you know, your combination oily, congested, acneic skins. And then the pink clay, Australian pink clay, really good for, you know, your calming and your sensitivity as well. So I do feel really lucky. I know that, you know, we do have such great ingredients, and I work with a cosmetic scientist to help formulate the products. And yeah, it's just exciting, all of the, you know, the different ingredients that we can have access to, and that are, that can be quite unique as well to Australia. And it just kind of sets things apart a little bit, which is, yeah, I'm a big nerd. So I like that kind of stuff.
I love that. Hey, nerd to nerd, you know, I'm a nerd. I know. Yeah, nerd to nerd. I mean, honestly, I think it's really, really unique. And I love that your masks, you know, I was actually going to compliment you on this because I actually really enjoy the process of mixing masks together. And, you know, that whole process, I feel like it's such a self-care ritual. Like, no one does that enough. And I always tell brands, I'm like, please do that. Like, make masks that are like powder forms that we can combine them ourselves. We can play around with them, you know, because it is a ritual, you know, and I think self-care and skincare and the way that they're so tied together, we don't have, like, it's good to have products that are like just instant go-to, which you obviously have, you know, in the range, but I really love the masks because, you know, they really allow me to take a moment and just sit down and think, okay, let me just do this. Okay. Let me mix my mask. I'm gonna put it on my face. And then I'm going to sit down with myself for 15 minutes, whatever you're doing, whether it's cleaning, folding laundry, whatever, it gives you that time, you know what I mean? And it just puts you in the mode of self-care. And I think that something as small as, you know, a powder-based mask is going to give you that, like, it's going to be that catalyst that makes you sit down and make time for yourself. And so I just want to say, you know, thank you for doing that because we don't see that enough. I feel like everyone is out to do the whole, you know, instant results, instant, here you go, open the package, pop it on, done, you know, and that's great. But there is, you know, there is a method to, you know, the idea of self-care and bringing yourself into the present moment. And I think these things really help. So I really enjoy that.
I think it's just, you know, it's all about kind of having a mindful moment just for yourself and, you know, just the act of just mixing it together and painting it on. And, you know, we did it for that self-care mindful moment, but also did it to, because I can keep them, they can stay active for longer. So basically you activate the mask when you add the water to it. So that means that the masks have a shelf life of 2 years. They're not obviously going to dry out because they're already dry. You know, when you get a mask and because you're only using it once a week or something, you never really finish a jar because it will dry out or you're kind of just over it by the time it needs to change. So I think, yeah, that's why I did that. I mean, you use like a teaspoon at a time and add some water, mix it together, and it's, yeah, you can play around with it. You can, you know, use different masks on different areas of the skin if you have different concerns, and you can kind of just customize it and target it to what you need.
Yeah, exactly. And I love it. I actually, you guys make one of my favorite masking brushes. I was going to tell you that. I love your brush. It's really cool. I mean, it's really, really nice for masking. And also, you know, I love what you said about using the mask for anywhere on the body, because right now I see body care on the rise. I know you have body products in the range itself, but also something like, you know, when you have a mask like this and you can mix it together, you can, you know, put it on your, like, for example, I have shoulder acne sometimes, you know what I mean? You can put it right there. You can put it on your chest. You can put it on your, wherever it is that you need a little bit of extra self-care, you can apply it there. It doesn't limit you. So I think that's a really cool concept for a product. And I just don't see it enough, you know? So I thought that was really unique that you have two of them in the line, the pink one, and I believe the green one as well, right?
Yes, there's a green one. Thank you. Two of them just to, again, keep it simple, but have that option.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's really, really nice. And also I wanted to say, you know, I'm so glad that you're a fan of niacinamide. I actually wrote a paper recently about the real use of niacinamide and how important it is. And, you know, what's crazy is it's my most highly cited paper because people are now realizing how much niacinamide actually does. And, you know, I always try to tell consumers that reach out to us via email, like, you know, you guys have to understand a lot of the ingredients that we're dealing with in skincare, there are so many more benefits than we realize. Like, it's crazy to me, you know, when I look at the research, because at the end of the day, we all know that niacinamide is great for texture, right? It's really, really good for your skin overall. But what's crazy is that it can have really nice long-term effects as well, you know, because it's a, you know what I mean? Because it's a vitamin B. So like, I feel like there's just so much potential. And so it's nice to see that there are products that are really putting it in there and they're, you know, making it a base almost, you know, in the product itself. So I enjoy that you have that.
Yeah. So it's in the sheet mask, it's in the pink mask, but I'm also formulating a new product at the moment. It's just at the final testing stages and it's a nighttime resurfacing serum and niacinamide is one of the hero ingredients in that. And it's also got your pineapple and papaya enzymes as well to kind of help dissolve any gunk, but it niacinamide will be the hero. So really good for obviously your texture, but your anti-inflammatory, your strengthening. There's so much to niacinamide. I love it. I'll have to read your paper because I love niacinamide.
Yeah, no, it's a really, really great ingredient. Now actually there's a lot of research being done right now at University of Virginia about how it niacin itself can help shrink glioblastomas, which are the most aggressive brain tumors. So
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so, I mean, I'll tell you about it for sure off air, but like it's so much out there. Like the research is blowing up around niacin, and it's rightfully so, because niacin is the only molecule, and this is just a little bit of information for everyone listening, but it's the only molecule that it will actually increase the good cholesterol in your body. It's the only molecule that's known to have such widespread like effects, and it's the least studied. It's the least studied. Nobody knows anything about it. So I'm really excited to see, you know what I mean? Like the applications in skin health, because there are such high potentials here. You know, it's really, really interesting.
And it's exciting. And it's definitely one that does go under the radar a bit. So it's nice that it's getting some attention now and getting some research study and getting out there a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I actually wanted to ask you is, you know, there's a lot of, for example, there's a lot of buzz around like for antioxidants, right? But then also superfoods. Like I want to talk about superfoods with you, because I feel like Australian Lions do this concept really well. And I have noticed that you've also used that term a lot in your, like in your descriptions for your products as well. Like what is a superfood in your opinion? Like as someone who has worked with skincare products and seen the formulations, like what is that?
Yeah, so a superfood, I guess it is a bit of a buzz kind of thing, but it's been around for a while. And it's, I guess, something that can really deliver a boost to the skin and to the body. So things, you know, like your plums that I was talking about, so many different ingredients that can really just give that boost of vitamins, antioxidants, nutrients, and have it all in one, really. So, you know, there's even your things like your spirulina, which is another one that I'm going to use in that nighttime serum that I was just talking to about. But there's so many different things, and I think a superfood is just a really good one, an all-rounder kind of ingredient that can help with so many different things. I mean, when I first started in the industry, an ingredient would kind of be told to just kind of have one or two benefits, and it's so nice to see these not even new ingredients, but ingredients being used more so for so many different benefits. And again, it goes back to keeping things simple and not having too much fluff and fillers and things like that in there. If you just harness those really good quality ingredients that can do so many different things, like with the niacinamide, there's so many different avenues and aspects that ingredient can help with. And that's what a superfood, I guess, is all about. It's about being able to help lots of different things and being all in one, keeping things simple.
That makes sense. Yeah. No, I just like always have seen the word, you know what I mean? Floating around. And I always wondered, like, is there like a set definition or like, what is it? Because we see antioxidants. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just that they have, you know, a superfood just has a lot of different benefits and delivers, that boost of like a cocktail of vitamins, antioxidants to the skin.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense. So tell me about lemon myrtle. What is that?
Yeah. Lemon myrtle. Oh my God. Have you smelled it before?
No, what, like, I'm so curious. I've never, like, that's why I love your line. You have so many cool ingredients in here. Like, I'm literally so curious about these. Yeah.
I wish you could smell it through the screen. It is so beautiful. So lemon myrtle is a flower, a little white flower with a yellow thing in the middle, green leaves. Smells amazing, but it's really good for helping to like unclog the pores, helps to rebalance the oils in the skin, cleanses the skin. So it's been used for many, many, many years, centuries in Australia. And we love this one because I've put it in the body wash, I've put it in the green mask. Just, you know, if you have some ingredients that won't smell amazing, you can pop this in, but it doesn't only smell amazing, but it's got those skin benefits too. So I remember when I was formulating the green mask, it literally came back to me from manufacturing smelling like a swamp, because we had broccoli in it and all sorts of different, like the green clay does not smell nice. And I was like, right, I cannot put these on people's faces. And I don't add any ingredients in just for fluff. Every ingredient in there has a purpose. I was like, what can I add in that's going to hide that smell, but also give a benefit to the skin? So lemon myrtle has been a hero for me since about product 3. It is beautiful, just really fresh, uplifting. It's beautiful.
Oh, because like I keep seeing, like I said, like, you know, for all of you listening, like this is why I tell you guys, like, go onto the website as we're talking, because you'll notice, like, you know, especially because it is a, like I said, an Australian baseline, you're going to see a lot of ingredients that we don't really see here, in North America. You know, you're not, we don't see them. Like, and I wish we would, because I know that there's a lot of benefit there. I just don't know anything about them. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's really, as I said, it's about that education, and there's so many cool ingredients out there that, you know, that I don't know about too. So it's, you know, it's nice to just learn and try new things and experience different ingredients. I love it.
Absolutely. Now I want to talk a little bit about your body care, because I think that body care is definitely something that we don't talk about nearly enough in the industry. And I feel like now a lot of brands, right, that have been so focused on facial skincare are just jumping on this bandwagon of like, okay, we need body care now. Oh my God, make a body wash, you know? And so I want to talk to you because it is part of your line, you know, it's been there. And so what is your perception of what good body skincare is? Like, what do you think we need to really understand as consumers about that?
Yeah, I think our body does get forgotten a lot. And even, you know, when I'm educating people about how to do their nighttime morning skin routine, I'm like, make sure you take it down the neck and onto the décolletage. You need to keep it going down. We can't just forget. And, you know, otherwise our hands and our arms and everywhere else will just, you know, age a lot quicker and look a lot more dehydrated and all of that kind of thing. So with the body care, again, I just really want to keep it simple. So it's literally a body wash and a body cream. The body cream has your hyaluronic in there and your Kakadu plum and your Davison plum and your lemon myrtle. So just a really good all-rounder for everyone.
Oh, I love that.
To help hydrate, nourish your body, your hands. It doesn't leave you feeling tacky, so you can use it like a hand cream and still be able to pick up a pan afterwards. The body wash is just a really good, gentle one to help cleanse, rejuvenate the skin with your Davison plum in there, but also has your pineapple extract, which is an AHA. So really good to just help to smooth the skin. You know how on the back of your arms, you can feel those little bumps that people can feel? This just really helps to soften things down. And again, smells of your beautiful lemon myrtle. So a really good one for that self-care kind of mindful moment as well.
The little ritual. Yeah. No, I think that's really cool. And I like that because I think that, you know, there's a lot going on right now in the body care space. I mean, I'm seeing like products with like, you know, crazy ingredients in there. And I'm like, are you sure this is what we need? Like our body, you know, it's like, we're doing the whole facial skincare thing all over again. And I'm just like, I don't think we need to go down that road. I think we need to keep it simple, but consistent. And so I'm glad that you have that, you know, I'm glad that you have your body wash and the body lotion. Like that's,
I think sometimes, you know, brands will think, you know, for example, when I was working in the day spas, people would bring out, you know, a really rich night cream and say you could only use that at night. And I was like, why? Like, why can't I use the one I was using in the morning at nighttime? I just think sometimes there's brands out there that, you know, they'll just try and capitalize and create a new product for the sake of creating a new product. So I think as consumers, we need to be careful to not fall into traps like that because, yeah, you don't need a lot of different things.
Yeah, no, you really don't. I agree. And honestly, you know, if I'm being very honest, like as much PR as I get and as many products I get to try, I'm very grateful for that. But really, my routine is very simple. You know what I mean? Like even like I try to keep it as simple as possible because at the end of the day, your skin can only use so much. And you have to really understand like what it needs. You know, you need to know what your skin needs and it's going to be different for everybody. So yeah, I think that, you know, I really like that your range is not redundant. I really, really like that. I think that every product has its place. I think it's a matter of figuring out what you need and kind of going there. You know what I mean? And even if you try, like for all the listeners out there, I always urge you guys to try like one or two products and really dive into what you think you need first and then just keep exploring, you know, because that's the best way to discover. I mean, that's how I found some of my most staple products, you know, in general, you know, across the board. And I think that it's really about that discovery. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of brands out there. There's a lot of clutter. But, you know, I really, really like your brand a lot. You know, Botanicals by Lux is a really nice brand that does not have these redundancies. So when you guys look at the website and you go through the range, you're going to notice that there's a very clear description of, you know, for example, this something is made for dry or sensitive skin, or something is made for, you know, such and such type of skin. And you're going to see that it's easy to navigate. And I find that to be really, really nice because it takes the guesswork out, you know, and that's, we need more of that. We need to see more of that in this industry, I think. So I just want to thank you so much, Beck. This has been so fun talking to you. And I really, really love your line, truly. I mean, it's wonderful and it's so nice and so refreshing, you know, at the end of the day. So I really enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative. You know, we're a small family business down the bottom of Australia. So to be talking to someone like yourself and to be, yeah, to be on your podcast, which I was telling you off air, I absolutely love and I'm a huge fan. So to be, you know, on here is just amazing and a real honor. So thank you again for having me.
Oh, no, the honor is mine. And thank you for coming on. And for everyone listening, like I said, you know, check out the brand luxbybotanicals.com.au, and you can also check them out through the tags that I will be tagging on the concept art for this episode. And definitely chime in, you know, let me know what you guys think and what are your questions about Australian based skincare, because I would love to learn, you know, from you guys, and maybe we could, you know, pass that along to Beck's team and get some answers for you. So let me know what you think, and I will be back next time. Thank you so much.